Hello, and welcome back to Nikonian's News Flash. Today is June 22nd, 2008, and I'm your host, Jessica Odell. First up is the news from the Nikonian's Academy, and the big news this week is that we've hired a new instructor to lead some of our very popular travel and destination workshops. His name is Michael Marriant, and he has been a professional photographer for the Associated Press for a number of years, and you can see some of his excellent work at his website, that's www.marriantphotography.com. His area of expertise is leading workshops in the Sierra Nevada and along the Pacific Coast. So we've added 4 new travel workshops that are scheduled for later this year and early next year. And they are as follows: Death Valley in the fall, austere landscapes in the desert. These dates are November 13th through the 16th, 2008. Yosemite in winter, where you'll get great shots of snow-covered granite monoliths and beautiful valley scenes. And this is February 19th through the 22nd of 2009. And Big Sur in the spring for beautiful Pacific Ocean vistas and giant forests, which will be April 2nd through the 5th of 2009. And finally, back to Yosemite in the spring for the spectacular waterfalls, and this will be May 14th through the 17th of 2009. And in addition to these fantastic trips, Michael will also be helping to coordinate this year's ANPAT in Yosemite. So welcome aboard, Michael. You can find all of this information and more at www.nikoniansacademy.com. Now moving on to some more news, Capture NX2 is now on sale. Well, on sale for real. You could previously download the trial version, but now you can purchase a boxed copy or just get yourself a registration key if you've already downloaded your updates. And don't forget to check out the Photographer's Guide to Capture NX2 as well by our very own Jason Odell if you want a hand figuring out how to use the new software package. If you're interested in geotagging your photos, but either you don't have the camera or the accessories for your camera that will do that for you, you can check out a new software comparison system. Although it's not necessarily perfect, the IM2 GPS software program can compare your photos to a huge database of images and get you, well, relatively close and get that information. So if you're interested in checking out that software, just go to the blog, and I've got that link set up for you. In March, some of you may have heard that New York City's Indian Point Nuclear Power Station shut down prematurely. Now, what does this have to do with photography? Well, it appears as if some radio frequencies emitted from a digital camera that was being used on a routine inspection interfered with some critical equipment, triggering the shutdown. I find that pretty amusing. Nothing to worry about in reality of any bad things. The camera just happened to be in the right place at the right time, and I'm sure they're looking into that. But it's amazing what a camera can do. Moving on to the forums, we have a winner for the May segment of the Best of Nikonians Images 2008 photo contest. Congratulations go to Joe Ian Andrea of Fort Erie, Canada, and I hope I pronounced your name right, and his image is entitled Cold Weight. Now, Joe wins a Spyder 3 Pro colorimeter from Data Color, and those are really, really handy things. So if you'd like to check out Joe's picture, just go into the blog, and I've got that linked up right for you. Congratulations again. Now, moving on to the cafe, I was looking around, checking things out, and some interesting topics that are going on. One is called "Is Film Well and Truly Dead and Buried?" So, you film users out there, jump on and throw in your 2 cents worth, and let us know that that film isn't dead and buried, and I don't think it is. I know there's plenty of you out there. Another interesting topic was, I'm a Pentax user. Why did you choose Nikon? So, if you want to voice your opinion on why you have decided to go with Nikon, check that one out as well. And any of you folks out there who are really good at air travel with all of your equipment and would like to help someone out, check out the thread called Air Travel and NAS. Now, my forum of the week this week is our very own podcast feedback forum, where you can, well, get in touch with all of us podcasters and tell us what you think, give us some feedback, shout out some ideas that you might have, and, some of us are really good at getting back to you. Some of us, well, might not be so quick on the draw, but definitely we answer all the posts that we can. So, drop us a line and just, well, you can even just say hi. We appreciate that too. My choice photo of the week is entitled Ripple, and that's all I'm going to say about that one. So if you have any particular comments, questions, or feedback, you can email me directly at newsflash@nikonians.org. And yes, I actually do my best to answer all of those particular emails. And as I said, you can always drop us a line in the podcast feedback forum. And that's all for me this week, and I will be back soon with the next edition of Nikonians Newsflash.